This morning, I'm glad to have with me in the studio one of the humanitarian workers as well, and I'm joined by Nyajime Gadloth. She is from the North Violent Organization. Good morning, Nyajime. It's good to have you on the Mirai Breakfast Show.
Thank you so much.
Good to have you. Now, let's begin by learning more about your organization. Just tell us about your organization. What is it all about?
Okay. My organization is called Nonviolent Peace Force. So, the international humanitarian NGOs that work to protect civilians side by side within an infected environment.
Oh, that's good. Now, what does your job involve? What exactly do you people do?
Okay, thank you. So, what we do, we are using UCP methodology for us to protect the civilian. So, UCP is an armed civilian protection, whereby we protect people from the violent conflicts without any use of harm. Yes, and what we do also in, we have one of the project which is women security. So women security, this whereby we involve women to participate in the community.
Okay.
Yes, and also we are implementing GVV.
Gender-based violence.
Yes.
Yes, so basically when you talk about protecting people without the use of firearms, without guns of course, but you're protecting people, how do you do that?
Okay, so we have different ways of doing it, whereby we engage mostly with the community. Yes, we build the trust and the conflicts, and also we train the civilians to protect themselves without use of any arm. So the work that we used to do, we used to implement it to the community, and then the community also they implement it. So we used to build the trust between the local authority and then with the community, whereby they come together and they discuss their differences without the having of fear of anything. Yeah.
So trust is very important when it comes to protecting civilians without guns.
Yes, it's the main key of things that we do, is trust and non-partisanship. Yes.
All right. Now, what are some of the challenges that you as humanitarian workers face on a day-to-day basis as you carry out your duties?
On day-to-day out, especially in the field side, there are so many challenges. Especially in the places where there is a lot of crisis, especially the natural disaster, like the flooding. Sometimes it makes us like even to suffer to, for us to make sure that we have to reach the people that are very far. So this is one of the things that make it difficult as well.
It's the flooding and natural disasters. All right. Now, what with all these challenges, with this challenge that you made, but what keeps you going regardless of the daily challenges that you face every day as humanitarian workers?
Okay. What keeps us to not to give up on the activity that we are giving to the community is that because we are believing we are having impact in the community. And we feel like if we cannot help, there's no other people who will be like helping, because our job is to help the community who are in need.
All right. Now, as where exactly do you operate from as this organization? What are some of the places that you cover? Are you all over the 10 states and the administrative areas, or you have specific places that you work in?
We have specific places that we work here. We have like a 14 field site.
Okay, 14 field sites, and those are some of them are outside Juba, yeah?
Outside Juba, yes. We have some in Rumbek, we have some in Equatoria here, and we have some in Upper Nile.
All right.
Yes.
Now, will you encourage someone to do humanitarian work in South Sudan with all the dangers that is involved?
Yes, I encourage everyone like to be a humanitarian worker, and the way I understand like humanitarian workers, you can start even individually, whereby if you have something, and there's someone who is not having anything, you can start maybe by inviting the person or paying the dinner for that person. You can start like helping the person who is not able. You can help by yourself. And then you can even form a small organization whereby those who have the money but they don't have time, you can ask them, they can give you their money as donors, and then you go and implement. So this kind of humanitarian workers is not only individual who can do it. It is all of us. And it's collective responsibility that we can do. And also those who are giving money out, I can also ask them that they can continue supporting, because those people on the ground there, they're really suffering and they really need the help.
Indeed, that's very important indeed. Now, as we build up towards the Humanitarian Day, what is your message to your fellow colleagues in the field and to the beneficiaries of your work?
My message to them, I can tell them that, let them not give up. Let them give the the services to the people who are in need and let them remain loyal as well.
All right. If you just join us, you're listening to the Miraya Breakfast Show. With me in the studio is Nyajime Gadloth, and she's here with us discussing about the humanitarian work. As you remember, on the 19th will be the International Humanitarian Day, and yes, it is very important that we get involved and highlight some of the work that humanitarian organizations do in the country. Nyajima, as we continue, of course, we've looked earlier at challenges that humanitarian workers are facing. Now, what can be done? What can the government do to ensure that the work of humanitarian workers is at least as smooth as it can be?
Okay, thank you. So what I need the government can do is to also see the conditions that humanitarian workers are facing. Mm-hmm. So he has to hear when we are advocating for the community, he has to do his role as well, not leaving everything to the to the humanitarian workers.
Mm-hmm.
It's our collective responsibility. We have a humanitarian can come in, and also the government can come in. There's a lot of challenges there and in the ground.
All right, thank you. Now you can talk to my guests here in the studio. Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Yes, welcome. Hello, Sabalke.
Hello.
Yes, hello, good morning. And we seem to have a problem with that line or connection there. Remember, you can still share your thought with us, and you can share your thought with us through our text message line as well. Our text message line is 0912177141. Going through some of your messages on this particular talking point. Now, this is coming from Franco Sebit, and Franco Sebit saying humanitarian organization provides services to the people. Violence against humanitarian workers must stop. Thank you, Franco Sebit, for talking to us. Abraham Malou in Awil East County, Northern Barghazal, said, he's saying humanitarians are helping our people here in South Sudan, but government should provide security for them to deliver services to our people. Akot Marol is writing from Awil and is saying that let government take seriously handling of the people who are affected by flood. It is only left to the humanitarian organizations, which is not right. Miraya, good morning. Hello, Miraya. Yeah,
hello, Miraya.
Yes, welcome.
I'm by name Big Red Big. I'm calling from
Korea. Your name once again?
My name Big Red.
Okay, welcome, please. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm calling from Norway.
Okay, Ding from Norway?
Yeah, Big.
Okay, Did. From, you said, where are you calling from?
From Rouen.
From Rouen administrative area. Welcome, please. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm so glad to hear this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, this thing is so good.
Mm-hmm.
For humanitarian agencies to assist civilian of South Sudan, it's not its role alone.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it needs a role from government to assist them.
Mm-hmm.
For example, in the destructions of the road, this road also it needs to be compared. So this a lot of challenges that are facing them to be in stop. In order for them to distribute this this support to civilians.
All right.
That is my question, and also
thank you.
My gift.
All right. Thank you so much for talking to us. We do appreciate your time. And our caller from Rueng there is saying it is important, especially roads access to other neighborhoods and places, so humanitarian workers can be able to access those places. As a humanitarian worker, if you have ever gone to the field, how difficult are the roads, the state of the roads affecting your work?
It's affecting a lot. Sometimes we have to use helicopter for us to reach like a place of 1 hour.
Mm-hmm.
That can be reached within 1 hour using a car. We have to use helicopter for us to reach that station,
mm-hmm.
especially in the flooding area.
Yeah.
There's no roads, and it's a lot.
And also it's very expensive when you use helicopter now instead of roads.
Yeah, it's very expensive.
Yes, as you can see, it is important indeed. You can talk to us this morning here. This is the Miraya Breakfast Show, and more of your text messages. Let's go through some of them. Lual Peter Juma from Awiltown saying, despite the life of humans is under God, I say that humanitarian workers or prisoners must be provided with health care or medication for their health. Okay, thank you, Lual, for talking to us. And still another text message this morning here on the Miraya Breakfast Show, looking at the humanitarian situation. Lual Chua Lual Akech from Awil West County is saying that humanitarian agencies should be supported and they should be respected so that they can help the people. Mr. Minteza Barnami Tana Tamira Breakfast Show, Ragam Justin Alisa of Mahalo Sifutisa White, it means Sifur Sita, it means Tisa Kamsa Sifur, our Ragam Tani, Sifutisa White, it means Sifur Sita, it means Sifur Saba Tisa. Now let's go through some of course, we did mention about how you're protecting people, you know, non-violent way of protecting people. You also did mention about projects of GBV that you're working on. Tell us more about your GBV programs here in your organization.
Okay. We prevent GBV and we respond to GBV as well. Our response is like to provide safe space for the victims or the survivor, for that person to access health facility. Yeah, this is the one of the things that we do. And also we do protective accompaniment. Yes, so this protective accompaniment, we used to do it whenever there is a conflict is happening, and also when there is the GBV cases. So we used to protect the person to the health facility. We forbid our car and our stops, and then they take the person, because sometimes person can be having the fear that if I will go, maybe these people, they will be like reaching me and can do harm to me again.
Now, what do you think is the biggest step when it comes to preventing GBV? How can we put a stop to gender-based violence?
Yeah, we put a stop to the gender-based violence by awaring the community on the impact of the GBV toward the women especially. But even though it's not only women who are affected by the GBV, it's both men and women. Sometimes women, they are perpetrators. So what we can do, we raise awareness, we train the community on the principle of GBV. How can we prevent the GBV? By providing safe space, especially for the victims or for the people that can be affected by the conflicts. And we have to also respect. We respect the person, and also we can make accountability, so that those who are doing GBV, if there is no accountability for them, they can foresee doing the things.
Indeed.
But if there is accountability, they can afraid.
All right, thank you. And yes, accountability, very important aspect in addressing cases of gender-based violence. John Peter from Upper Nile State is saying the topic is very important, and I wish some of these army generals and soldiers are listening to this. In fact, it is only in my own country, South Sudan, where the humanitarian workers are not respected. This country could have been no more without the support from the humanitarian organizations. Lastly, humanitarian workers should be allowed to move freely without any restriction. Thank you all for your messages. Miraya, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, welcome.
My name is Franco Sevid. I'm calling from there.
Yes, Franco Sevid, it's good to have you. Marhaba to Ali Franco.
قدام المحكمة ده هم مثل نايم فايلنس هم يساعدوا يعيشوا محاكم في العيادة الثانية زي مثلا زي العيادة البحث الصور زواج مبكر لأطفال صغار عندر حتى اللي بيحصل كثير في ولايات كثير وما في تغريب ما في يعني محاكمة فأنا سؤال بداية كلاتي هو دورهم شنو يعمل محاكم في مناطق بداية ولاية وحدة في بانتيو وفي علمين وفي مناطق ما في غبار.
Alright. Shukran kali sana musara kabitak fi barnamik o ina bodi fursa to alle dupe tena itabe jua bi Franco Sabit Gaye.
Okay. My answer to what you asked, I can say it is only not our responsibility alone, mm-hmm. it's the responsibility of the family as well, because sometimes it's difficult for a humanitarian to work.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever the family will say no, we're expecting this girl to bring dowry, and then it happened that the girl was impregnated while she is underage. We have to see that she's underage, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we not forgiving her, and then we can care for her as a family?
Mm-hmm.
So from there, it makes humanitarian workers to
very difficult
for them to respond. Yes.
Yeah. But he also didn't mention about courts, probably the issue of, you know, where someone can be judged, of course, to this accountability and not promoting impunity. What is your role as organizations?
Our role as organization, we refer. If we see the case is very difficult because we cannot judge the case,
mm-hmm.
and then we refer to the local authority or to the justice of the country. And then also we have this GVV
mm-hmm.
court here. Mm-hmm. So that GVV court is here in Juba. Is funded by the Netherlands. So also people, they can also report their directs because they have more power for them to prevent the victim or the survivor.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the time I can say it's difficult because those are the things we are facing. Sometimes the community, they can say we do something,
mm-hmm.
but the main protection is the community. If the community could not help the humanitarian has nothing to be doing. Because sometimes they said, we are now influencing
mm-hmm.
the community using the white culture,
mm-hmm.
but it's not white culture, it's the human right,
mm-hmm.
yes, and human right is not having a colors whereby it could be only given to the white and it cannot be given to the black.
Great.
So this thing, I need our community also to see that they have main role for them to protect, especially the underage.
Great, thank you. Community have a bigger role here to protect, especially the underage. You can share your thought with us this morning on the Miraya Breakfast Show, sending us a text message on 091-2177-141. Luel Kamis, writing from Nyamlel in Northern Bargazal, says, good topic today, and we, the people of South Sudan, are celebrating the Humanitarian Day with humanitarian agencies all over the country. We celebrate with you. Thank you all for your messages. We'll be back right after this. Good morning.
Hey, Banat Sudan! Azmar Banat Bil Alam Kulu! Banat Sudan, we do! Banata Sudan, we do! Yeah! Where want you to see? Where are you? Banata Sudan, Banat Yemi, Banata Sudan, Banat Kuwesi, Banata Sudan, Banat Rajasi, Banata Sudan, Banat Deshatri, Sete Shufta Banat Fojulu, oh Banat Fojulu, Sete Shufta Banat Mahdi, oh Banat Mahdi, Sete Shufta Banat Denka, oh Banat Denka, Sete Shufta Banat Shulu, oh Shulu, Another Wolf, Australia, Mafi Banat Zede, Another Wolf, Australia, Mafi Banat Zede, Another Wolf, America, Mafi Banat Zede, Another Wolf, America, Mafi Banat Zede, Banata Sudan, Azmal Banat Mama, Banata Sudan, Azmal Banat Mama, Oh Banatide Jemilin, Banatide Jemilin, Oh Banatide Kuwesin, Banatide Kuwesin, Oh Banatide Ragasin, Banatide Ragasin, Oh Banatide Shatirin, Banatide Shatirin, Oh Banatide Taruka, Banatide Taruka, Oh Banatide Ta Musika, Banatide Ta Musika, Banatide Taruka, Banatide Ta Musika, Hey Banasudane, Anare wa London Mafi Banasede, Anare wa London Mafi Banasede, Anare wa Canada Mafi Banasede, Anare wa Canada Mafi Banasede, Banata Sudan Azmal Banat Mama, Banata Sudan Azmal Banat Mama, Banata Sudan Sudan, Banat Yemili, Banata Sudan Sudan, Banat Kuwesi, Banata Sudan Sudan. Banata Sudan, Banate Chatri, c'est juste à Banara Choli, oh Banara Choli, c'est juste à Banalo Tuto, oh Banalo Tuto, c'est juste à Bananoué, oh Bananoué, c'est juste à Banazande, oh Banazande, Anaruwa fi Kenya mafi Banasede, Anaruwa fi Kenya mafi Banasede, Anaruwa fi Uganda. Mafi banasede, anaruwa fi Uganda, mafi banasede, anaruwa fi Congo, mafi banasede, anaruwa fi Congo, mafi banasede, banata Sudan asma banana mama, banata Sudan asma banana mama. Bamba de Giafa, Giafa. Bamba de Halasi Suka, Bamba de Taruka, Ruka. Bamba de Tadala, Hala. Wisato Zemanga, Manga. Sharto Fidaha, Daha. Bamba de Miwe, Bamba de Misudan. Bamba de Tamunu, Bamba de Tayaba. Bamba de Tamunu, Bamba de Tayaba. Talu, 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 shufu bana, Sudan. Talu, 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 shufu bana, Sudan. Mama, mama, Sudan, Sudan. Anaruwa fi Masir mafi banazede. Anaruwa fi Masir mafi banazede. Banata Sudan nasmal banat mama. Banata Sudan nasmal banat mama. Banata bari dewenu talala buma musika de. Banata muru dewenu. Tala la buma musica de, banata jurshul de wenu, tala la buma musica de, banata takwa de wenu, tala la buma musica de, banata nuba de wenu, tala la buma musica de, banata balanda de wenu, tala la buma musica de, banata arab de wenu, tala la buma musica de, banata nyangbara de wenu, tala la buma musica de, ana maligo binia ze banase de mama, ana maligo binia ze banase de mama. Analifu dunia mafi banasede. Analifu dunia mafi banasede. Banata Sudan azmal banat mama. Banata Sudan azmal banat mama. Analifu dunia mafi banasede. Analifu dunia mafi banasede. Banata Sudan azmal banat mama. Banata Sudan azmal banat mama. Sugeta kumbi gume, sugeta kumbi gume, ruka ruka ruka, dala dala dala, weri weri weri, izu izu izu, nutu nutu nutu, dala dala dala, weri weri weri, weri weri weri, shala taloro mwenye shaba, ita mabili kopa na sebana to Sudan.
A very good morning to you and welcome. Raya Breakfast Show, where the big conversation begins every morning. It's coming up to 14 minutes to 10. And yes, it's time for us to have a conversation, and we are discussing about the humanitarian work in the country as we approach the Humanitarian Day, which is celebrated or commemorated on the 19th. And it will be this week, of course, but every day from today onwards, we'll be hosting a humanitarian worker who will come with us in the studio and talk to us about humanitarian work and about what they do. This morning here, I'm glad that I have Nyajima Gadloth. She is working for Nonviolent Organization, and we have been discussing and talking a lot about their work. Nyajima, just before I would like you to, before I would let you go, what will be your message when it comes to this particular humanitarian day, your humanitarian work, and how we can resolve issues in a non-violent way?
Okay, thank you. So my message is like, let us have effective communications between ourselves and the government as well. Mm-hmm. So if there is anything, we have to respond on time and to make sure that this kind of dispute is
resolved,
is in place, mm-hmm, before it goes out.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much, Nyajima, for coming to Mirai Studios. We do appreciate your time and wish you all the best in your humanitarian work.
Thank you.
Thank you.